Michael Gibe is a highly accomplished double bassist, composer, and educator, and he serves as a professor of double bass at the School of Music at the University of Central Oklahoma. But he has deep roots here in Wayne County, where he has founded the Dieberry Creek Music Festival. A few weeks ago, he and his wife, cellist Merrill Gibe, paid a visit to the WVIA studios to tell us about this year's concerts in and around Honesdale. Before Dr. Gibe left, I thought he'd be interested to know that in early August, a living legend of the jazz world would be performing here in Scranton. Ron Carter's coming to town.
What?
He'll be playing on Sunday, August 9th, as part of the annual Scranton Jazz Festival.
Ron Carter is one of our, I think he's the most recorded bass player of all time at this point. He outlived Ray Brown and also Milt Hinton. Because when Milt Hinton passed, he was the most recorded bass player of all time. But Ron Carter, there are few musical titans of American music and jazz that are still living, but Ron Carter's one of them. He's known for a lot of different things and a lot of different recordings, but one of the things that most jazz historians and, well, members of the JNA, the Jazz Nerds of America, like myself, that he's known for is playing in Miles Davis's second great quintet, which was him along with Herbie Hancock. The names we know, it was with Herbie Hancock, Wayne Shorter, Miles Davis, and Tony Williams. And they set the modern agenda for jazz, if you will. This is the group after the one that recorded Kind of Blue, which is still the most popular jazz album of all time. But that was just one piece of Ron Carter's music and ways that he's contributed. But interestingly enough, because he did his, I forget which order, but he has degrees from both Manhattan School of Music and Eastman. But at the time, a lot of people still associated jazz with dance music. And Ron Carter was one of those that, there's pictures of him from the 50s and 60s, and the signs say, no dancing. But they said, no, this is concert music. They were much like the modern jazz quartet, that they were trying to create the chamber music experience through what people saw as jazz. But you could call it American music, Black American music. It depends on who you ask. But that's really cool. So if you're in town then, please go.
Dr. Michael Gibe, distinguished double bassist, speaking about the legendary Ron Carter and asking us not to miss this performance at the Scranton Cultural Center on Sunday, August 9th, as part of the Scranton Jazz Festival. Now, we meet another festival founder, Marco Marcinko, a multi-instrumentalist with an international career. He, too, is an educator who serves as director of music performance at Misericordia University in Dallas, Pennsylvania. He's co-founder and artistic director of the annual Scranton Jazz Festival, now in its 21st year. Marco stopped in to tell us all about it.
The festival overall, we're in our 21st year, so I like to say we're legal now. We're able to drink. But we're 21 years old, and we're in downtown Scranton, and we're August 7, 8, and 9. And you could go to scrantonjazzfestival.org for your tickets and see the schedule and all the wonderful things that we do in the downtown during this great weekend each year, always the first full weekend of August. And the downtown has really delivered a nice platform, a nice stage for us, because on Friday night, we offer a free jazz walk that people could go around to over 20 venues in downtown Scranton. And it's kind of like a New Orleans sort of feel, like a French Quarter feel. It's kind of like the West Village, you know, where you could go down in there and go from place to place to place. And a lot of restaurants and taverns and bars and retail spaces all participate in this wonderful festival on Friday night. So it's very, very high energy in that respect. And we start around 5:30. And we'll go until 1 o'clock in the morning. You can't beat it. There's so many different acts to see. Artists that come from all over the world will be there, as well as local and regional mixed in. And then on Saturday, August 8th, we're bringing up from New Orleans, the Great Dirty Dozen Brass Band. They were organized and put together in 1977 by the great saxophonist. He's 85 years old, Roger Lewis. He put this group together with a few cohorts, and they've been at it for years, and that's a real traditional brass band sort of sound, New Orleans traditional sort of sound. And I thought, in celebrating America 250, you know, you want to have that roots of the music where it comes from. So we're bringing them directly up from New Orleans, and that'll be at the Theater at North on Saturday, August 8th. And again, you can get your tickets at scrantonjazzfestival.org. And then on Sunday, we have several brunches, six brunches, jazz brunches that we do throughout the city. And they're all on the schedule. You go and you pay for your brunch and you get the wonderful accompaniment of a jazz trio or duo that are participating in the festival that weekend. And then later that evening, we have the great master of the bass, Guinness Book of World Record master, NEA jazz master, legend Ron Carter, who played with Miles Davis in one of the most important influential groups in our history of the music. So he represents the tradition, 89 years young, coming to play bass and being our special guest with the Emmy-nominated Scranton Jazz Festival Big Band. And that will be at the Scranton Cultural Center on August 9th at 6 p.m. And our students will be our opening act. Our students from the PA Jazz Institute at Misericordia University will be the opening act for that.
Give us some perspective, Marco. If he played with Miles Davis back in those seminal days and ensembles, and he's going to come and play in Scranton, he has seen and heard it all, and we better not miss this performance.
I would agree with you. He's seen and heard it all. He is it all. He's one of the biggest components of our timeline, of our jazz timeline. And, you know, we're also celebrating 100 years of Miles Davis this year. We're celebrating 100 years of John Coltrane. And here we have an artist coming to be with us that played with Miles Davis and that was associated with John Coltrane as well. So to hear the stories and just be in the room with this great master, the maestro Ron Carter, will be wonderful. I want to add something else, too. We try to do some additional sort of things each year we try to add to the festival. And off the heels of the great visit by the Big Boy Train, the park, Steamtown National Park, where we have all our wonderful locomotives and the roundhouse, they're participating in the Jazz Festival this year on Saturday, late morning, afternoon, and we're going to do jazz train rides. And this is something I've wanted to do for the longest time, and this is the year that we're doing it. So we're very, very fortunate to partner up with the Iron Horse Society and the Steamtown National Historic Site, Jeremy and all of our friends over there, and we're going to have some jazz train rides for the kids and the families on Saturday. Again, go to scrantonjazzfestival.org. All things could be found there, and they'll take you to where you need to go for tickets and all of this information.
I want to back up to the appearance by Ron Carter, and he'll be coming to Northeastern Pennsylvania to play with you all, your Scranton Jazz Festival Big Band. Brag a little bit about that ensemble.
Well, we're an Emmy-nominated ensemble because several years ago, in 2020, I believe it was, we did a recording here at WVIA of the Nutcracker Suite, Shorty Rogers Nutcracker Suite, and narration by George Graham. And it was a very well-produced holiday show that got the eyes, the attention of the Emmy people. Then we were nominated for an award. So it's a wonderful thing, that association here, of course, with WVIA, Chiaroscuro Records, and George Graham over all of these years is very super positive. And the band is a wonderful band and has incredible musicians, has Grammy Award winning musicians in the trumpet section, trombone section, saxophone section, and in the rhythm section. So I can't be happier than to be able to present this ensemble and some of the guest artists that have performed with us over the years at the Scranton Jazz Festival. The great Jimmy Heath, the great Phil Woods, John Pizzarelli, the Four Freshmen. These are just a few of the artists. Joe Lovano, another one that came as a special guest. And now the great Ron Carter's coming.
And he has no fears about coming to a place he hasn't played and working with the Scranton Festival of Jazz.
Yeah.
Are you right?
He's very excited, actually. He doesn't get a chance to play a lot of big band. He did a big band recording several years ago, and he said, you know, maybe two or three times a year he gets a chance to do big band. He always looks forward to it. He loves that vehicle. But he's mostly in the small groups doing tours with his small group, his quartet, or his trio. So we're really looking forward to this.
And he does have a tie to Northeastern Pennsylvania.
Well, he is an Eastman School graduate, Ron Carter, And at the time that he was at Eastman School, one of our great Pocono artists that settled in this area, Wolfgang Knittel, was who had the repertory orchestra. Wolfgang passed away some years ago, but he was a very important part of the Coda Festival and the jazz scene in the Poconos. And Ron and he were in school together. Yeah, so there's a little connection there. Some of the other artists that are going to be at the festival over the weekend, the great drummer, vocalist coming in from California, who actually played at the festival when Chuck Mangione played at the festival, drummer who was in the Maynard Ferguson High Voltage Band. His name is Dave Tull, and he'll be playing at the Radisson Tracks patio with Steve Rudolph and friends, as well as Nate Berkey, who comes in from New York City, Marianne McSweeney, who's going to be here visiting as an artist. The great Carl Fisher's coming back again. We had such a great time with him last year. So many people asked if Carl was coming back, and Carl Fisher and his Organic Groove Ensemble is coming back to play at PJ's Pub. Troy Roberts, one of the hottest young tenor players on the scene today, who's playing with everyone, will be at the festival. And Spanish Harlem Orchestra Grammy Award-winning trombonist and arranger Doug Beavers, who plays with the Scranton Jazz Festival Big Band, he'll also be here over the weekend. And these are just a small smattering of the jazz artists. We also have blues artists and world beat artists. There's too many to name, and you have to go to the scrantonjazzfestival.org and look at our artist page to see how many are coming, but it's over 80 artists will be here. And we're always very grateful and thankful to our sponsors. Again, please visit the website to see who some of these amazing sponsors are that donate to us, that sponsor us and support us, just like WVIA sponsors and supports us and does such wonderful things for the Scranton Jazz Festival. These corporations and these individuals give us the support, the financial support that we need to put on an award-winning, amazing three-day festival in downtown Scranton. So thank you, everyone.
Marco, you are always committed, and your father was such an educator, and you have it in your family, and so you are concerned about the passing on of the tradition, and there is an annual event in the summer where you bring young people together to learn.
Yeah, each and every summer for over 30 years now. Can you believe that? I've been running a music camp. I call it the PA Jazz Institute. And it started off as some other names, but it worked its way into the PA Jazz Institute. And you can find information about this at pajazzinstitute.com. We run a summer program, a five-day program, where we teach young musicians from seventh grade through senior in high school, even college. And we've even had amateur musicians that are older come and join us to learn about this music, learn about improvisation and the skills that you need to get that together. Learn about jazz theory and history. Learn about the ear training and the harmonies that go along with this music. Learn about the styles. There's so many different styles that you have to learn in order to be a well-rounded musician, and we teach that as well. And a little bit about technology and marketing and, you know, the social media aspects of things and the recording aspects of things. So we try to cover a lot in 5 days. It's quite a bit. We start at 10 a.m. and we finish around 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, and we have a concert open to the public on the beautiful campus of Misericordia University at the Bank Center patio outside under the big tent, and the kids perform at 3 o'clock. So this is the PA Jazz Institute at Misericordia University, and it's a long-running, well-established music camp, jazz-oriented, but I want to say that it's music-oriented as well, because you get a chance to play in an ensemble. You get to learn so much about the harmony and the skill sets that you need as a musician. So it's a great music camp. It has the jazz name attached to it, but it's just a really wonderful, wonderful program for young people and so on.
I want to speak as a witness, Marco. I remember when you were holding the camp here at WVIA, and everybody came in on a Monday and worked hard, and they played and played together and learned all those things. And then it was time for the performance on Friday. I heard you start out Monday with St. Thomas,
right.
And I heard you end with St. Thomas, the right. Great Sonny Rollins tune.
Right.
It was day and night, and it was extraordinary. In 5 days, they came together and really played it. They weren't just playing notes by then.
There's a lot that you could do in a short amount of time when you have like-minded individuals that feed off of each other and the synergy is right. And, you know, the other aspect of the camp is the social aspect. You get kids, some kids are shy, some kids not so shy, some are in the middle. On that first Monday, they're kind of feeling each other out. Then Tuesday, they're in the cafeteria together, they're having something to eat. By Thursday, like, everyone is chatting it up, they're hanging out, and then they're exchanging each other's information, phone numbers or email or social media links. So, and then Friday we have the performance, and it's amazing. Then the following weekend is the Scranton Jazz Festival. So the students have the opportunity to also appear at the Scranton Jazz Festival on Friday. And on Sunday, they'll be the opening act for the great Ron Carter and the Scranton Jazz Festival Big Band. And we will be studying Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Ron Carter at the camp, during that week. So if you have a young musician out there that's interested in music, PAJazzInstitute.com, sign up and come and experience this.
It's not too late. The Institute workshops begin on Monday, the 27th of July. So at least go to the workshop website, PAJazzInstitute.com. But Marco was here primarily to talk to us about the 21st annual Scranton Jazz Festival. Marco Marcinko is co-founder and artistic director of the festival in its 21st year. And this year, there will be the annual walk through Scranton on Friday, jazz walk, trying to give a feel of New Orleans or the West Village with jazz here, there, and everywhere throughout the downtown Scranton sites. There's a map actually online if you want to check that out. And then Saturday, it's a performance by the Dirty Dozen Brass Band. And the Dirty Dozen Brass Band will be performing at the Theater at North. That's Saturday, August 8th. The concert starts at 7 o'clock, and they're coming directly from New Orleans to bring that New Orleans funk, rhythm, wonderful, wide-ranging second-line sound to Scranton Jazz Festival. So it's August 8th, Saturday at 7 o'clock, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band. And then there will be jazz brunches throughout the town on Sunday during the day. And then it's the great, legendary Ron Carter, who is an NEA jazz master, and he will be performing with the Scranton Jazz Festival Big Band under the direction of Marco Marcinko. And that's Sunday, August 9th at the Scranton Cultural Center. And for all the information you need, you can find what you're looking for on the website, and that's ScrantonJazzFestival.org, ScrantonJazzFestival.org. The great, legendary Ron Carter, a National Endowment for the Arts jazz master, played with Miles Davis, John Coltrane, all the greats, and really was a pioneering double bassist in the world of jazz. And just to remind you, Ron Carter performing with the Scranton Jazz Festival Big Band at the Scranton Cultural Center, 420 North Washington Avenue, on Sunday, August 9th, doors open at 5. The PA Jazz Institute at Misericordia University Student Ensemble will perform at 6. And then Carter and the Scranton Jazz Festival Big Band will perform at 6:45. And there will be a chance for you to learn everything you need. ScrantonJazzFestival.org. Follow Scranton Jazz Festival on Facebook and Instagram as well.